Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we welcome you to the most important and entertaining show on the radio each week as we tackle the issues and concerns vital to the welfare of our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran. And we have got an outstanding show coming up for you today. But first, I want to thank some of the sponsors that help make the show possible. Right, Tom?
We certainly do, Cal. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Viva Medicare of Alabama, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ed's Seafood Shed, the official sponsor of Tom's Tirade, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and Lifeline's Counseling Services, the Veteran 211 Hotline.
And, of course, I want to thank all of our sponsors and you, our great listeners, because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And remember, SBN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So you can always join in the discussion at 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. You can also check us out on the TuneIn app for your smartphone at FM Talk 106.5. And we do have a packed show coming up for you tonight. So you can always check out scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. And coming up later on SBN, the latest numbers are out on veteran unemployment and the impact of the pandemic on the job front. We'll give you the details, and we'll also talk with Mr. Donald Ciotat from the Alabama Career Center on the services and opportunities that they have for our veterans. Also, with the country facing one of the greatest economic downturns in a generation, our lawmakers on Capitol Hill are tackling one of the most dire challenges facing our veterans, changing the motto at the VA. Yeah, it's earth-shattering. And, of course, Tom's tirade on do you have a mask or don't you? You don't want to miss it. Hey, but first, we're joined by Mr. Nick DeMario from Ed's Seafood Shed. Nick, hey, thank you for joining us, and thank you for all that you and the crew do over at Ed's for our veterans and military and our first responders.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me.
Hey, man, Ed's Seafood Shed is doing some unbelievable things over there now. I'd like for you to bring this information forth to our listening audience out here. Number one, you started out about 6-8 months ago having breakfast on Saturday and Sunday morning. But now you've got breakfast, every day of the week, Monday through Friday as well.
Yeah, Tom, when we purchased that location 2.5 years ago, Pete, myself, and Robert, we knew that it had a bunch of old hits that were doing well, and there were some things that needed to be changed. And I think we started from the front door to the back, and we worked on the facility and just the menu, and it's been a fun ride so far. I mean, it's really starting to, happen. Breakfast was just an idea. Well, breakfast has turned into a show.
Well, I see some specialties on the menu. It's like some bowl dishes that you have. One of them's even called a battleship bowl. Battleship.
Yeah, actually, the other day when I was listening to y'all on the radio from with the general and the battleship, we were looking for that last bowl to put on the menu, which is layered food, grits with egg and then bacon and sausage and a little hot sauce drizzle on top. And so we're like, you know what? What's on this causeway that's got some history and notoriety? Well, there's a big ship down there that's got all the notoriety in the world as it relates to people wanting to go look, people wanting to, you know, pay respects to all the people who serve. So we're like, man, Battleship Bowl, that's it.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, I know the general said she can't wait to get over there. She wants one of those battleship bowls. She's going to try that out.
I know, man. Somebody mentioned, she said, make sure Tom's pays for it.
Oh, yeah, that was last week. She said, and by the way, you're going to pay for it, Tom. I said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, ma'am. Yep, general. But that's awesome. You know, you've got a appetizer over there, man, that I just love to death, and that's the fried green tomatoes and that sauce that you got for them.
And you know what, Tom? So when I look at the menus, and we're looking at what the oldies were, and then, you know, what are some of the new things we want to evolve with that menu. It was crazy the other night, that show that was filmed in Alabama, Whistle Stop Cafe, Fried Green Tomatoes was right. on. And right. then it hit me, and I look at my item sales, that's what's sold off of our point of sale each week, and Fried Green Tomatoes is right there, and I'm saying to myself, those are some of the little things I should be able to promote
right.
via Facebook, showing them raw green tomatoes and then take them through the process, because it's an unbelievable product that, you know, does people know that Ed's probably has some of the best breading and the best fried green tomatoes anywhere in Alabama.
Yeah, it's just really unbelievable. Now, you know, and we talked to Monday night on the show about these new cheese biscuits or muffins or whatever the heck you're calling them that goes with that breakfast. And what are you calling them?
Well, they're drop biscuits, but they're big and airy. And what we do is we take frozen butter and we shave it in a grater. So we intermingle that with the flour. So those biscuits are nice and light, and they've got a little baking soda. Well, to form them up and not make them be a mess and not have to cut them, I actually put them in a pie pan. So I got a high lift on the biscuit. So I'm able to do this grandiose, big, rough biscuit that's scratched, and then we finish it with real butter.
Goodness.
And then when we, you know, what we'll do with that is we'll break that in half, and we'll do a sausage gravy. Well, instead of just doing kind of a sawmill sausage gravy, I take the Kaneka sausage, heavy cream, butter, and just reduce it and just put it right over top of those biscuits. And that's kind of like biscuits and gravy on steroids.
Right. Yes. Yeah. And that's that white gravy with the sausage in it.
Yep, that's it.
Unbelievable. Man, I tell you what, it's just really neat. And you know, some of us mature, I was going to say old, but I'm not going to do that. A mature restaurant participants that like to go to Ed's and eat up on some of the fine vittles there. We love some of those old-timer deals that you guys are coming up and bringing back. That's just great.
Yeah, and some of the things that we're doing is trying to do things with fish that other people aren't doing. Our other restaurant, Sunset Point, when we opened that up 5 years ago, we put snapper throats on there. Well, I saw that at the Bright Star in Birmingham, and they take it off the bone. We left it off the bone. Pete and I came up with fried or grilled, and that's been our number one staple there. So with Ed, you know, the number one thing there is fried or grilled shrimp.
Right.
But we have kind of taken the fish game and said, if you want whitefish, we have whitefish. If you want catfish, we've got Mississippi catfish fresh. And then we do a third version of going, we have fresh fish. This week it's swordfish, blackened swordfish, Greek style. Mm. We top it with a Mediterranean vin and a few sharded green olives and a little bit of fresh oregano on top. And then we finish the fish that way and serve it over house greens. So that's a new option. When I was talking to you, one of the things I remembered in Birmingham at this really, really cool place that was kind of like Fried Green Tomatoes, Whistle Stop Cafe. He used to do these old salmon cakes. So I walked around to the guests at Ed's, and I talked to about 15 of them. And I said, if I made a salmon cake out of fresh salmon, not the canned salmon with the bones, aromalade, and topped it with the lemon butter sauce, would you be in? And 10 out of 10 said, what day is it?
So hell yes.
That's my next little endeavor, some real old-school salmon cakes, but using fresh Atlantic salmon to do so.
Let me know. Let me know when.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be first in line.
I'll be in, too.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Glad to have you on board, and it's just really neat to see some of the dishes that you're bringing out over there. And, again, thank you for what you do for our veterans and supporting our first responders.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago I said, we got a surprise coming, but only me and Cal know what's going to happen.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Have a great night, y'all. Thank you.
Y'all have a good one. Thank you, buddy. That's Nick from Ed's Fantabulous Seafood Shed.
Hit a lick against what's wrong, or say a word for what's right, even though you get walloped for saying that word. Now, I may sound like a Bible beater yelling up a revival at a river crossing camp meeting, but that don't change the truth none. There's right and there's wrong. You gotta do one or the other. You do the one and you're living. You do the other and you may be walking around, but you're dead as a beaver hat.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Our number is 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. You can also catch us on the TuneIn app for your smartphone. Check us out on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SVN. And the effects of the Hong Kong flu on the job front have been nothing but astonishing, with millions of Americans forced to leave their jobs and millions more forced to shutter inside their homes, effectively killing the greatest economy in a generation. And even as the country struggles to reopen under the heavy hand of certain tin-pot dictator governors, the unemployment rate has managed to make it back to levels that the Obama administration crowed about. And as millions of Americans are finding their way back to work, unfortunately, some of our veterans are facing a challenge in finding employment. And yet, Tom, the latest numbers that were out just earlier this week show that the unemployment rate for all veterans showed a slight improvement in September. The veteran jobless rate dropped to 6.4% from 6.6% for August. The stubborn number, Tom, and I don't know if you want to call it sort of an outlier, but the jobless rate for post 9/11 veterans rose to 7.5% in September, and that's up. Actually, it's up from 7% the month before. Overall, veteran unemployment continues to outperform the national rate. As I mentioned, the veteran jobless rate overall is 6.4%. The overall rate is 7.9%. Interestingly enough, Tom, when you look at the unemployment rate for male post 9/11 veterans, it was 7.8%, but for female post 9/11 veterans, it was 5.7%. So you got numbers that, you know, when we were talking about this 4 years ago, Tom, or 5 or 6 years ago, those numbers for veterans, those would have been great numbers.
Right,
you know,
as you
the
would.
Obama administration, they were really pushing that those kinds of numbers. Of course, you know, in the Trump administration, with the policies they put into place, those numbers had gone dramatically lower. Of course, you know, it's kind of hard to get a job when they're shutting businesses down and shuttering businesses and forcing people to stay home. But at least those numbers are coming down. So, I mean, I guess those are some good things that are out there when you look at the economy for our veterans. And I know our next guest knows a lot about what it takes to assist our veterans in finding employment, and that is Mr. Donald Ciotat from the Alabama Career Center. Donald, thank you for joining us. Welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network, and thank you for your service.
Good evening, Cal. Good evening, Tommy.
Yeah, good evening, Donald. Glad to have you on board, big guy.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back and working.
Oh, that is a neat situation here lately, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's, even though we've been back since after we were out for about 2 weeks working at remote locations, but we're back in the office now.
Well, that's good.
I figured that Donald would have found a remote location somewhere on Highway 90 in the middle of cruising the coast.
I wish I could. I'm telling you. That would be a good idea. I'm ready.
But I know, Donald, you said that you guys were out for a couple of weeks working remotely, but the Career Center is back up and running. So give us an overview of what you're looking at with the Career Center working around the restrictions that we have with COVID.
Okay, well, first thing, all the Alabama Career Centers are open for business. They have their regular hours. When you come in, they do take your temperature, and there is a mask required for entrance. If somebody shows up without a mask, we'll be able to provide one for them. The vet reps are working regular hours. They can see clients, but they prefer you call and make an appointment, and that way it's easier just to keep everybody in check with the COVID. The computer resource room or areas are open, and they have been separated, you know, set up for social distancing to meet the COVID-19 protocols. We're still having job fairs. Most of them are online. We've started using Zoom and a couple other applications to do job fairs, and we also continue to do training on Zoom, so you can call and sign up for those classes. The career centers are also hosting companies at the career center, like single companies, and you can call and schedule one of those events in Mobile. The number is 251-461-4496. In Foley is 251-943-2575. And in Bay Minette, the number is 251-937-4161, extension 85128. They're actually going to have a in-person career fair, in Foley tomorrow from 10 to 1. They have 20 businesses that are going to be there, and it's going to be one of the first in-persons that we've tried to do. They're going to have the same protocols. You got to be tested, temperature tested at the door, and then you have to have a mask to come in. I'm not sure whether they're going to provide masks at the job fair or not, but you're going to be required to have a mask to come in.
Well, no, Donald, with what's going on at the career centers themselves, you said that all of the career centers, not just the ones in South Alabama, but throughout the state, are open and open for regular business hours. But is it preferred? Like, if you have a veteran that is wondering what's available, if they pick up the phone, are you able to plug them in to some of these classes that you said, or maybe plug them into the employers virtually?
Absolutely. We can schedule them for those classes. We've run advertisements. I know I was involved in a couple of them in Bay Minette that they did, and Mobile. And they scheduled the class, and it was kind of neat because some people came into the career center to do in-person, and they followed all the COVID protocols. And then we had a group that was coming in with the Zoom application to get the class. So we had a mixture of in-house people and people on the internet.
And is, let's say if somebody just goes to your website, and we'll give you an opportunity to do that, can they sign up for those just simply through the website, or do they need to call in?
They probably need to call in to schedule those appointments.
Great. All right. Well,
a lot of times when they pre-schedule those things, they send emails out, especially the vet reps that I work with. They'll send emails out to their client list and let them know that there's going to be those classes. But the people that aren't on the client list can definitely call the Career Center and get that information.
Great. Hey, Donald, can you stay with us through the break and talk with us a little bit more on the other side of the
break? Yes.
Outstanding. Hey, great. So you can always go to scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. On the other side of the break, more with Donald Ciotat from the Alabama Career Center when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
We welcome back and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans. For the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. I'm Cal Walters along with Tom Claxton. We're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans. Today, our number is 343-0106 or 866-983-2777 to join in the discussion. Hey, you can check us out on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN.
And we certainly want to remember all the fine folks and mention them that continue to help us make this show possible. The battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, our sea lawyer Colin Kimmerly, and all the fine folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimmerly, Viva Medicare of Alabama, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and Lifelines Counseling Services, which is the Veteran 211 hotline.
And before we get back with Donald, we just want to mention very quickly, coming up Monday, October 12th at 1100 hours, the 92nd Division of the World War II will conduct a drive-by memorial at 3150 Dolphin Island Parkway, the Senior Center. They are going to wave to and celebrate one of the members turning 102 years old. They're going to stage at Riverside Baptist Church, 3130 DIP, at 10:30 to 10:45, and they're going to promptly leave at 10:55 for the drive-by, which is located about four blocks away. They're going to be led by the Patriot Guard riders, and law enforcement will control traffic. So unlike all the protests, law enforcement is actually going to control traffic on that. And that's the 92nd Division of the Buffalo Soldiers of World War II. Again, they're going to do a drive-by, birthday party for one of their members that is turning 102. That's going to be Monday, 12 October at 1100 at the Senior Center down on DIP. And great, Tom, you're almost there. I think we could probably celebrate that three or four times for you.
Well, I understand that they were going to do that for me on my 100th birthday.
By that point, by the time we get there, Tom, they're going to have like cars that fly and stuff like that.
I'm going to lead the Patriot Guard riders. I'm going to ride me a Harley.
That's a picture that I definitely want.
I was raised on one, man. I've got the scars on my butt and elbows and shoulders and fists and everywhere else where I laid down in all that asphalt and this concrete with a damn motorcycle.
I can only imagine. All that and you still got all your hair.
Oh, yeah. I never fell on my head, darn it.
Well, okay.
Everything else got bruised, though.
There you go. But anyway, hey, we are talking with Mr. Donald Ciotat from the Alabama Career Center. Hey, Donald, again, thank you for joining us. I know prior to the break you mentioned that you've got a job fair that's coming up tomorrow. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, it's going to be in Foley at the Foley Civic Center, and that address is 407 East Laurel Avenue. They're going to have these employers there. They're going to have the Air Force Reserve. We always need more good Air Force. Ascend Incorporated, Blue Water Ship Store, Bucky's. I haven't been to a Bucky's yet still. They're wonderful.
You missed it.
You haven't lived until you've been to a Bucky's.
Don't go in there to rest, though. There's no seats.
I hear there's a wall of jerky.
Oh, yeah.
The city of Foley's hiring Community Health Services, Dan's Coastal Plumbing, Department of Corrections, EcoView Windows, First Baldwin Insurance, Easter Seals of the Gulf Coast, The Hangout. That might be one I want to apply for.
Oh, yeah, man. I want to be bartender.
Yeah, let me go work at the Gulf.
Yeah.
The Grand Hotel.
Oh, no, no. I'd rather work at the Grand.
There you go. Riviera Utilities, Terminex, Vulcan Incorporated, Walmart, and Warner Turf.
Now you've got a great list of employers that are going to be there. Real briefly, give us again the times and when folks should show up, what the requirements are, what they should expect.
Yeah, okay. The times will be 10 to 1, and the temperatures will be taken at the door. Mask and social distancing will be required. We actually had substantially more employers that were interested in the job fair. The jobs are out there, but we had to cut it back to meet the COVID protocols to 20. So the jobs are out there. We get employers screaming every day, they need employees, they need employees.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, and then, I know you got the job fair, Donald, that's coming up, but you've got some pretty nice individual job openings for companies that aren't going to be there. I know you've got some with FedEx and a couple other places.
Yeah, FedEx has a FedEx contractor job that they're looking for people to fill. The qualifications are you got to have a driver's license, regular or above, 21 years or older, good driving record, criminal background checks, no felony convictions, drug screen and DOT physical required, customer service skills, and 1 year driving a vehicle for a bus related, for business related purposes in the last 3 years, or 5 years experience in the last 10 years. Additional information on that is local pickup and delivery of packages. It's 40 to 45 hours a week, business and residential. The work site is located in Theodore. The pay rate is $140 to $150 a day, and they must be able to lift packages up to 150 pounds. Overtime is available. As you can imagine right now, everything going through the mail, there's probably tons of overtime.
Yeah.
The other one we have is Modern Sound and Communications for electronics technician. Electronics technicians will perform installation of new audio-video equipment. The pay rate is $13 to $15 an hour. The work schedule is 8 to 4:30. Overtime is mandatory here. The benefits will be discussed during the interview. The job requirements requires a valid driver's license with a clean driving record. They must be insurable under the employer's insurance. Requires background check and able to work at schools, military installations, and industrial sites. Must be able to climb into attics and lift up to 50 pounds must be prepared to take a drug test, be able to climb in attics and work, and requires skills to safely lift 50 pounds. If you want to apply for that, you must meet OJT eligibility. This is an on-the-job training, so you're going to get paid while you train, which is a good thing this day and age. If you're interested, email your resume to Vicky_McKnight@modernsound.net. The other one we have is Marine and Industrial Supply Company. They're fabricators of wires and synthetic slings. It's an OJT position again. They pay you while you learn to do the work. The pay rate's $12 to $17 an hour, and overtime is available and mandatory if it need is occurs. The work schedule's from 8 to 5. The benefits also will be discussed during the interview. The work site is 150 Virginia Street in Mobile, and their website is http://marineandindustrial.com. What the job duties are is the fabricator will be measuring and cutting steel wire rope to make these slings. The job requirements are the fabricator must be able to read a tape measure and lift up to 50 pounds and requires a current valid driver's license. If you want to apply, you send your resume to thomas@marineandindustrial.com. And those are the three that we have kind of hot jobs right now that they're really looking for people. They've been pushing and pushing for us to help them find some workers to get these things done.
Outstanding. Hey, well, Donald, we appreciate you joining us. Thank you for all that you do for our veterans there at the Alabama Career Center. Remember, that job fair is coming up tomorrow there in Foley. We've got the flyers up on our Facebook page, so you can get more information there. On the other side of the break, Tom's tirade on Do You Have a Mask? All that and more when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
The following may not necessarily represent the views or opinions of this station, but they're coming around.
What is your major malfunction?
And now, the original pork-eating crusader,
Mr. Tom Claxton.
Listeners to SBN will know that although I am a member of the generation that was born into the Great Depression and have seen my share of turmoil in this nation, I am never shy about my love of this republic and that for which it stands. You may also know that, although that makes me a bit long in the tooth, I am still kicking and growling with a full head of hair that the king himself would envy.
Dude, when Elvis was young, he was a bad motherfucker, boy. Elvis was bad. He was vicious and shit. Sing his ass off. He sang so good, they let him do movies. He couldn't act.
They said, f*** it, let him sing all his dialogue.
They did. Everything Elvis said, he said, Elvis, we got to win this race.
We got to win this race. Elvis, want some lemonade?
Lemonade.
That cool, refreshing drink.
As an SBN guest once observed, I am not going to die anytime soon since I am good breeding stock. But seriously, all of this makes me a prime candidate to succumb to the
Hong Kong Pooey, quicker than the human eye. He's got style, a groovy style, and a pop that just won't stop.
However, those of you that really know me know that I am 6 foot tall, actually a little more, and bulletproof. And I have all my shots. And my doctor says that I have no need for testosterone shots. That was supposed to be a different promo. Oops. Anyway, aside from that, personal ad there, I have found this whole pandemic lockdown a bit much and have attempted to keep my busy social schedule going. I mean, come on. I got places to go and people to see. I got beeps, whatever that means. And I have been practicing social distancing for years. If I don't want you near me, I'll let you know and then you just stay the fuck away from me. And so it might come as no surprise to most of you that I have continued to move and shake and keep the Scuttlebutt Network going for our veterans and military during this time of government-imposed panic-demic. So I am happy to announce that I have had my first official encounter with a certifiable mask Nazi. Yep, that is right. The old Top Cat, the genteel Southerner, well-covered provider of TLC for so many in need, could come face-to-face with a new face. Well, actually, I couldn't see their face because of the damn mask. So I guess it's just the mask of control in our communities. That's right, the enforcer of the mask. So here is how it played out. Having spent a few minutes running the roads, I was headed back to the palatial TLC pad, but needed to stop to grab some grub from the local Rouses to, as the Cajuns say, make some groceries. Only needed a couple of items. I jumped out of the Claxton Mobile and headed toward the air-conditioned goodness of the awful oasis. Along the way, I grabbed a cart, one of those, you know, double-deckers, kind of mini carts that are so cool out of one of the cart corrals in the parking lot, thinking that I was helping out the poor Rouse's cart grabber in a small way. Of course, in an abundance of precaution, I did not touch the handles in order to be careful. I grabbed it from the front grate of the cage, an area that most don't touch, according to the experts. I happily and quickly dragged it up to the doors, only to discover about three quarters of the way there that I had, oh my God, I had left my vehicle without placing a mask upon it. Tribute to jawlines such as George Clooney and John Wayne, which is my face. It took me about a half a second to realize that in this heat, I was not walking back to the Claxton Mobile to retrieve my cloth version of a gas mask that we have been told we must wear in public. Unless you are protesting, rioting, looting, stealing, being the mayor of New York City, being the governor of New York, or beating the shit out of a police officer. Therefore, I proceeded to march into the Rouses with my cart and took my time cleansing it, and my hands in the foyer with the sanitation tools that they have generously provided since the beginning of this insanity. I even rubbed a little bit of the hand sanitizer behind my ears for the ladies.
We got it together, didn't we? We've definitely got our thing together, don't we, baby? Isn't that nice? I mean, really, when you really sit and think about it, isn't it really, really nice?
Nothing like a little Purell 5.0 to get them going. I then walked myself and my cart, now pushing it by its purified handles. Can we get a hallelujah sound effect behind that? Through the sliding doors into the gloriously air-conditioned, low-humidity vastness of a grocery store that has its roots literally on the bayous of Houma, Louisiana. As I made my way, very cautiously, into the aisles, all the while knowing exactly what I wanted and where it was located, I was confronted with a plethora of once-free citizens stumbling through the aisles, a mask in compliance with unlawful executive dictates as they tried to do the most basic of necessities, put food on the table of their family and loved ones. Having no fear that I could, as a former race car driver, figure out how to navigate this, I cautiously maneuvered my double-decker grocery depository towards my destination, only to have to slow my pace in order to maintain my social distance from the sheeple in the aisles. As I slowed at one point, I heard a faint call of, "Sir," in the distance. Nobody don't call me sir. Not thinking anything of it, I continued my cautious sortie to grab some groceries, pausing to keep my distance, lest the ignorance of those around me rub off. "Sir," I heard again, this time closer and more strident. I quickly glanced over my shoulder to find a local rental cop taking a bead on a Top Cat. Hardly believing what was happening, I paused as Buford T. Justicina made her way well within what could be considered my personal space, much less the 6 feet recommendation that is plastered all over the damn floors, along with one-way and do not enter signs found on many large retailers in order to show that they are down with the struggle against the Rona. "Sir, do you have a mask?" The mask crusader bleated almost in shock. "Well, no. I only have to pick up a couple of things and I know exactly where they are and I'm trying to stay 6 feet from others until you came over. I promise I will be in and out," I replied. "But, sir," she cried, "you have to have a mask." Not deterred, I promised that I would be in and out quickly. "No good. You have to have a mask." Getting a bit peeved at this point, I asked her if she was really going to kick me out of the store if I did not have a mask. "But you have to have a mask." "Fine." I took my shirt, pulled it up over my mouth and nose, and said, "There, I have my face covered." not good enough for Cop Ratchet, but my manager said you have to have a mask, which, of course, is not what the unlawful edict actually says. Poor Ratchet just wasn't having a good day because I happened to be good friends with the manager who happened to be standing a few feet away. That manager, I asked, headed that way with my cart, Ratchet in tow. I quickly exchanged pleasantries with my friend and asked him if the shirt pulled up over my face and suffocating me would suffice to spend my hard-earned money in his store. Smiling, he said, of course I can. I thanked him, and as I headed towards my goal, I glanced over my shoulder at the crestfallen cop with a casual, no hard feelings. As I made the turn down the aisle, I could almost feel the deflation in Justicina's voice as she realized that she was, alas, just an empty suit giving importance for a day by browbeating free people with an unlawful government order. Unfortunately, as I mentioned, there was no shortage of sheeple wandering the store with masks on their face, either feeling proud because they, as we have been told, quote, wearing is caring, or feeling cowed because they don't have the balls to stand up and remain free. Regardless, the fact is that the government, through edict, can force us to wear a mask with questionable results. Then what can they not force us to do? Just think about it. We need to reassess the statement that our founding fathers adhere to, which is, I will not comply. It is the ultimate in freedom to be able to choose for yourself what you will wear, where you will go, and with whom you will assemble, and for what reason. The choice is yours, but has repercussions for future generations. As for me, I would rather die on my feet with no mask on my face than die on my knees along the bastards of social justice. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton. You pissed off yet? Good.
Where's your drill sergeant, men?
Hold up, sir!
Hold up, sir! So am I to understand that you men completed your training on your own?
That's the fact, Jack! That's the fact, Jack!
These are exactly the kind of men I want working on the Scuttlebutt Network.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans, on 106.5 FM and streaming live on scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. A couple old Marines with just a little bit to say, the First Amendment, right, to say it, and the fighting spirit to keep it, and a little bit of humor there in the tirade. A lot of humor coming from the House. Yeah, that would be the House of Representatives on Capitol Hill. Yeah, with everything else that's going on, they passed legislation. They can't pass legislation that's actually going to improve anything for Americans, but they have decided that they can change the motto for the Department of Veterans Affairs. The VA motto, which has been the same for 61 years, is a quote from President Abraham Lincoln's second inaugural address, is, quote, to care for him who shall have borne the battle and for his widow and his orphan. Now, Tom, when I first saw this, I thought this was going to be a little bit scary. But anyway, they have softened it up a little bit to be a little bit more inclusive. Anyway, that's going to bring us to the close of tonight's edition. Remember, hero is not a four-letter word. We will catch you on the other side.
Hoorah!